Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. How many of you have been stuck in a traffic jam recently? Isn't it the worst? It's not too fun to be sitting dead stop in a car, moving nowhere, when you have about 20 things on your to-do list, or you're just plain hungry and want to get home from work, or from someone's soccer practice or music lesson. Sometimes do we get a little grumpy, too? But, you know, life is not so much about what happens to us, and let's be honest, oftentimes it's a lot more serious than just a traffic jam. But it's how we handle what happens to us that seems to be the trick. There was a funny video recently on the website, godvine.com, and it's entitled, "One Man in His Car Cheers Up Everyone During a Traffic Jam." So here's the story. There's this guy who's stuck in a traffic jam in the Los Angeles area, which is known for having some pretty bad traffic. But this guy chooses to take a little different approach than just sitting there gloomily, like maybe some of us would have done. But he rolls down the windows and he's lip syncing to this oldies song. And the funny part is that other people in the cars next to him start to sing along with him. So because of his attitude, they laugh and begin to sing along. They're kind of dancing in their cars along with him to the song. And each new car he passes begins to join in. It's so funny. It kind of makes you laugh just watching it. It's funny to think how contagious one person's spontaneous personality can be. And not only was it helpful and funny to those people in the traffic jam, but also now it's up on the internet and it's making all of us laugh. If you're in your car right now, just think about that for a minute. Or if you're in the car later today or sometime this week and you find yourself in a traffic jam, just think about this guy. Think about how funny that would have been to watch some guy just jamming out to the oldies while you're in the middle of a traffic jam. It's a great attitude to have. There's another story about gratitude and attitude that we wanted to share with you today. And this one is from President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church. And it's from a general conference talk he gave entitled "The Divine Gift of Gratitude." And it's from October 2010. Here's the story in his own words.
When we encounter challenges and problems in our lives, it's often difficult for us to focus on our blessings. However, if we reach deep enough and look hard enough, we will be able to feel and recognize just how much we have been given. I share with you an account of one family which was able to find blessings in the midst of serious challenges. This is an account I read many years ago and have kept because of the message it conveys. It was written by Gordon Green and appeared in an American magazine over 50 years ago. Gordon tells us how he grew up in a farm in Canada where he and his siblings had to hurry home from school while the other children played ball and went swimming. Their father, however, had the capacity to help them understand that their work amounted to something. This was especially true after harvest time, when the family celebrated Thanksgiving, for on that day, their father had given them a great gift. He took an inventory of everything they had. On Thanksgiving morning, he would take them to the cellar with their barrels of apples, bins of beets, carrots packed in sand, and mountains of sacked potatoes, as well as peas, corn, string beans, jellies, strawberries, and other preserves which filled their shelves. He had the children count everything carefully. Then they went out to the barn and figured how many tons of hay there were, how many bushels of grain in the granary. They counted the cows, the pigs, the chickens, the turkeys, and geese. Their father said he wanted to see how they stood, but they knew he really wanted them to realize on that feast day how richly God had blessed them and had smiled upon all their hours of work. Finally, when they sat down to the feast their mother prepared, the blessings were something they felt. Gordon indicated, however, that the Thanksgiving he remembered most thankfully was the year they seemed to have nothing for which to be grateful. The year started off well. They had leftover hay, lots of seed, 4 litters of pigs, and their father had little money set aside. so that someday he could afford to buy a hay baler or loader, a wonderful machine most farmers just dreamed of owning. It was also the year that electricity came to their town, although not to them, because they couldn't afford it. One night, when Gordon's mother was doing her big wash, his father stepped in and took his turn over the washboard and asked his wife to rest and do her knitting. Said he, "You spend more time doing the wash than sleeping. Do you think we should break down and get electricity?" Although elated at the prospect, she shed a tear or two as she thought of the hay loader that would not be bought. So the electrical line went up their lane that year. Although it was nothing fancy, they acquired a washing machine that worked all day by itself and brilliant light bulbs that dangled from each ceiling. There were no more lamps to fill with oil, no more wicks to cut, no more sooty chimneys to wash. The lamps went quietly off to the attic. The coming of electricity to their farm was almost the last good thing that happened to them that year. Just as their crops were starting to come through the ground, the rain started. When the water finally receded, there wasn't a plant left anywhere. They planted again, but more rains beat the crops into the earth. Their potatoes rotted in the mud. They sold a couple of cows and all the pigs, another livestock they had intended to keep, getting very low prices for them because everybody else had to do the same thing. All they harvested that year was a patch of turnips, which has somehow weathered the storms. Then it was Thanksgiving again. Their mother said, "Maybe we'd better forget it this year. We haven't even got a goose left." On Thanksgiving morning, however, Gordon's father showed up with a jackrabbit and asked his wife to cook it. Grudgingly, she started the job, indicating it would take a long time to cook that tough old thing. When it was finally on the table with some of the turnips that had survived, the children refused to eat. Gordon's mother cried. And then the father did a strange thing. He went up to the attic, got an oil lamp, took it back to the table, and lighted it. He told the children to turn out the electric lights. When there was only the lamp again, they could hardly believe that it had been that dark before. They wondered how they had ever seen anything without the bright lights made possible by electricity. The food was blessed, and everyone ate. When dinner was over, they all sat quietly, wrote Gordon in the humble dimness of the old lamp, "We were to see clearly again." It was a lovely meal. The jackrabbit tasted like turkey, and the turnips were the mildest we could recall. Our home, for all of its want, was so rich to us. Close quote. My brothers and sisters, to express gratitude is gracious and honorable. To enact gratitude is generous and noble. But to live with gratitude ever in our hearts is to touch heaven.
Did you notice that Gordon's father in that story did the same thing as the guy in the traffic jam? He kind of changed everybody's perspective on a difficult situation and made it more enjoyable and bearable. That's a great quality to have, the ability to look at a situation and say, okay, what's the good in this situation? Yeah, I might not like what's going on or what's happening, but what are all the good things that are happening? And how can we make this journey a little more bearable, maybe for ourselves, but also for all of those around us? Well, just think of the guy with his windows down singing the oldies in the traffic jam, as well as this farmer who turned off the lights. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Love Comes Back, and it's featuring Stephanie Maybe. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
Sometimes we all feel like something's missing, and our days start to drag us down. There's an answer, and if we'll listen, it's telling us peace is found when we reach out. 'Cause love comes back when we take care of each other, just like that it can lift the weight that we're under. There's always enough, no way to give too much. 'Cause love comes back to us. Hey, you know that we all have moments when we start to feel alone. But when we lift the ones around us, suddenly doubt lets go. Take care.